This is the KLCC Theater Review. I'm Dorothy Velasco. Virtual theater barely existed before last March, but throughout the world it now provides a cultural lifeline for theater lovers. Nothing can replace live theater, but virtual theater does speak directly to a boundless audience, conveying emotions, wisdom, and even humor during the pandemic. Locally, you can watch or listen to a number of short plays and a few longer ones created by Eugene Theater Companies. Most are free, a few require tickets. In virtual theater, you'll see that actors usually appear in separate frames. Clever positioning almost makes you believe they're together in the same locale. Very Little Theater and its affiliate, Minority Voices Theater, post numerous original plays by local authors on the VLT YouTube channel. You'll see some of your favorite local actors, including Kim Donaghy, Kerry Welch, and Bill Campbell. Oregon Contemporary Theater recently featured Russell Dybal in Tom Paine, a one-man show by Will Eno, ideal for virtual theater. In the spring, instead of canceling Northwest 10, their popular annual 10-minute play competition, OCT turned it into an enjoyable virtual event. Radio Redux offers filmed versions of their hits, Who's on First and Sunset Boulevard, plus a selection of classic radio shows from the 1940s. Actors Cabaret and the Cottage Theater are on hiatus, but plan to return as soon as possible. The U of O and LCC have co-produced a program of three Native American works directed by Teresa May. A little farther afield, you'll find professional productions on the Oregon Shakespeare Festival website. If you make a habit of checking theater websites, you'll be rewarded with some satisfying entertainment. This is Dorothy Velasco with KLCC's Theater Review.